Father, we are open to receive whatever you say to us tonight. We thank you for the word we received this morning. We thank you for the song. We thank you for the prayer. We just thank you for everything. Open us up that we may be received. We yield to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. 1 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter 2. I'm going to look at two verses. I want you to know tonight I'm going to begin to write a whole new episode of Understanding Money Coming. It so happened that Montrell married my book writer. So she's here tonight, and I'm telling her now there's another stage of Money Coming I have to release now. I've been holding it for almost 27 years, but I think it's time now to release some things, more things about insight about Money Coming. Matter of fact, if you want to write down, we're going to deal with Money Coming hidden wisdom. There's some hidden wisdom in that revelation that the enemy cannot receive, and people who are not really serious, they are not going to receive it. That's why Jesus spoke in parable. Yes, sir. Some people didn't want to understand what he was saying. They was going to make mockery of it, so they just didn't know how to do it because they didn't know the revelation of it. Now, these verses are very crucial apostolic words here, very crucial, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Very crucial. It's a spiritual transaction that has to take place when God gave us things in the spirit. We have to have an understanding of God's glory, understanding of God's revelation. He's a revelatory of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have to understand there's a highlighting factor called wisdom that is different than the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of men. Is the wisdom of God. Yes, sir. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And then we have to go on to revelation, wisdom, knowledge. Now, this is not a regular knowledge. Yes, understanding. And then you have to be aware of your calling. Be aware of the fact that the Father have left you an inheritance.
Yes, sir.
And then he gave you power to walk in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then you must think about it. I'll cover it later on, but you must think about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What kind of? Because it's in another realm.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't search them because they got to be revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
Then, on the other hand, the manifold wisdom of God. Manifold wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Apostle talked about that, the manifold wisdom of God.
Yes, sir.
And then there's a certain, you get to a certain, with revelation, with understanding, with knowledge, then you come to a point that you have a certain boldness.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say boldness.
Boldness.
Yeah, see, the walk in the revelation and the manifestation and the demonstration of money cometh. As my son said this morning, you got to have a boldness.
Yes, sir.
Don't care what nobody say.
Yes, sir.
It's from God, and I'm for God.
Yes,
not only that, but in that same writing in Ephesians 2, it talks about having access.
Yes.
Access. Now, the only thing about an access, you got to go through it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. And then the word, not only boldness and accent, but the apostle talk about confidence.
Yes. Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question before we read this scripture. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you this question. I want to see so I know we're on the right page. How do the word millionaire sit with you? I mean, because with the body of Christ, we have not that this word was not in our vocabulary.
Right.
It's not in preachers' vocabulary.
Yes, sir.
So I just want, the Lord told me to ask you tonight.
Uh-huh.
if the word don't set right with you, you can't go there. And the world have taught us that money, we don't need to think about money. But I read without a lot of money make this world go round. In the natural. So the question is, how the word millionaire, now just be truthful with yourself, don't set you and be playing no game, as $1,000. How the word millionaire set with you? See, now, you never thought you were going to be asked that question in church. You just got shook up just now and said, what? How it set with you? See, it has not been in our vocabulary.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
So I'm telling you right now, you got to get in your vocabulary.
Yes, sir.
Every now and then you need to say millionaire.
Millionaire.
You ain't going after no money.
Yes,
we talking about money coming.
Yes,
we talking about a prophetic word that God has given us out of the spirit world.
Yes,
money coming is just as powerful as amen. Because they both came from God.
Yes, sir.
So if you're so deep and so spiritual, I want you to know the same God who gave us amen gave us money coming. So in reading these two scriptures here in the eighth, in the ninth verse, let me ask you another question. I don't know if there's a word. Y'all got to help me. Are you transitionable? Are you transformable?
Yes, sir.
Because the realm we're preaching to you about is a realm that you have to be ready to be transformed.
Yes, sir.
See, you cannot. Some of the principles that I'm going to teach tonight, you got to operate in Romans 12 too.
Yes, sir.
Be not conformed as well, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you may prove what they're good. See, you got is a transforming factor. It's not. See, I'm not a salesman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't have no products for you.
Yes, sir.
My job is to teach you how to produce.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Write that down. I don't have no product. I'm not a salesman, but our job is to teach you how to produce in the spirit, and don't worry about what nobody say about it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir. Got it.
Now, these two verses shake the whole Bible up. They shake the whole system up. And they're in the ninth and tenth verse of 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, you with me? Neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him.
Yes.
Now, if you read the Bible right, over and over and over again, God talk about prosperity. He talk about wealth. He talk about abundance. He talks about increase. He talking about being the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. Over and over, God, you find God bragging on characters like Job. So what about my servant Job? You read the first chapter of Job. Y'all go to where you got in trouble. But just read what God was talking about at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
So how do the word rich set with you? How do the word having more than enough set with you? I mean, do you have religious cringe when you hear that?
No, sir.
And I'm not talking to the person sitting next to you. God is talking to you. When I say money cometh, I'm talking to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now I'm hearing this in the spirit. Before I read this scripture, I'm stirred up tonight, you know. All financial crisis must leave you now. I don't know what you're going through, but I command it to leave this house now. And your financial reigning start tonight. Let's see, sit down. Let's see, give me read this scripture. Because I want you to get these scriptures socket, because the points I'm going to give you, you've got to have these scriptures. But as it's written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. God prepared some things for us, but we can't get them in the natural. So the 10th verse said, but God, see that? Yeah. Has what?
Revealed.
Money coming.
Money coming. Yes, sir.
Amen. Shocked the church world. Shocked preachers.
Yes, sir.
All over the world is shocked because they can't deny it because the money keep coming.
Yes, sir.
But God had revealed them to us by his Spirit. You see that? For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. So money coming has to be received in the Spirit before it can manifest.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's good.
So that's why it has something you got to do.
Yes,
sir. Prayer don't move money coming. Quoting scriptures don't cause money coming to manifest. It's something for you to do. And he gave you that word this morning, G-I-V-E. Didn't he give you the word? All right, now. Do you favor God's righteous cause? How many of y'all favor God's righteous cause? I know you do, but I just want you, because I'm about to show you this same scripture, Psalm 35:27.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What happened, what's supposed to be happening to you when you favor God's righteous cause? Man, I'm finna mess my sermon up. Let's just shout right now. But I want you to shout like you got it already. Yeah. Don't be afraid now. I'm about to say something else. Don't be afraid. I'm about to say something. Shout like you're out of debt. God said, shout. Let me spell it for you. F-A-I. Shout. Say it. Now, let me say this to you. You're going to sit down. Let me say this to you right now. Why you shouting? Angels was canceling debts. Sit down, let me put something on you. Let me give you something. I want you to listen closely because I got to do this on a lot of Paul Tarabasha. Hallelujah. Let me get ahead of myself and say something before I won't miss this. Prosperity, this type of prosperity is not just about bling bling. It's about the king. You blinging for the king. Did you understand my language? All right. October 7, 1994. Undoubtedly, it must have been a few months before I got money coming. Undoubtedly, because I've been having money coming to Revelation when I went to the supermarket and I got that revelation of money coming. I preached for a pastor called Bill McRae. And he said this, and now I'm prophesying this over you tonight. I've had it, it's been over me, now I'm about to brew it over you. So you listen to the word. Whatever you say to me, go to you tonight. I'm giving it up tonight. Do you understand? Because, and it took 20 years for him to give me permission, because I had to get enough people believing people. Boy, I came to a jungle. Money coming. Shut.
Yes, sir.
But now I think we have enough people, God want to pass it on. So he says, this is what he said to me. I feel like God would like us to minister. You're talking about him and his wife. All right. Sometime he showed me or give me a word in English. I don't know what it would mean to you, but I would speak it out. Actually, it was two words. Now, these two words, I'm releasing them on you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Accommodation and consolidation. Everything going to work out in your favor. Oh, my goodness. Y'all get it? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Y'all getting this? Many things are about to happen quickly. Say it quickly. Yeah, y'all stop waiting for the next 4 or 5 years. Stop living by the calendar and live right now. It can happen any moment. When that crowd, multitude of people didn't have no food to eat, and the preachers were talking about how it was going to happen, the Bible says Jesus, in the 6th chapter of John, already knew what he's going to do. Do you know he already know how he's going to get you out of debt? This is going to scare the hell out of a lot of preachers. But I want everybody to just say, millionaire. Y'all eavesdropping, y'all want to hear something? Let me say, I know there's a lot of preachers eavesdropping on my meeting. Say it again, millionaire.
Millionaire.
Never said it in that church.
Yes, sir.
You know, we went a long time, never the word millionaire never was in the church.
Right.
We're going to heaven. And catching hell on here. Now, many things about to happen quickly, coming to pass very quickly. Watch this now. In your ministry and in your life. Quickly. Yeah, quickly. How many of y'all are tired waiting? Man, we've been taught to wait. But we apostles come here to tell you, you don't have to wait no more. Quickly. Something about to happen. Something about to happen quickly in your life. Why did I say quickly, right? You want me to prove that? I'll prove it. Hebrews 4:12. I prove it. The word of God is quick.
Yeah.
Live and powerful.
Yeah.
Quick blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
These are hidden wisdoms,
yes, sir,
that we need to see. You remember that voice told us that it had to be revealed by the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Your natural eyes can't see what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Listen, and it's going to take, wisdom. What are you going to take?
Wisdom.
Much wisdom.
Much wisdom.
Mm-hmm. T- to sort it out and to cause it to flow the way I want it to flow. Are you ready to flow? How much money can you handle? How much money would it take to make you high-minded? Can't let you go there right now, baby. You got to humble yourself. You follow what I'm saying? See, money coming has no problem bringing the money. But see, when money cometh, came the sowing came. And the sowing this thing put you in the flow. Your hand just out. Money coming don't work like that. It's a balance in the spirit. It's balancing this anointing, because this anointing will take you places you never thought you could go. This anointing don't see no black. Don't see no white. Don't see Chinese and Japanese. This anointing, all it sees is the anointing. Come on, son. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But it got to give you something that you got to balance another $1,000. No, you got to balance yourself.
Yes, sir.
For this type of anointing.
Yes, sir.
You can't go to treating your husband wrong because you're out of debt.
Yes.
You can't go to treating your wife wrong because you're out of debt.
Right.
Talking all crazy.
Yes, sir.
It's time for some of y'all women to come home and just lay down anyway. Go to the hairdresser. They mess it up. And I want them women, y'all don't want to be working like that. Them women want to be going to get their nail done, going to get a massage. That's what it, don't y'all quit now, though. Wait till we finish with you. But a lot of y'all going to stand up and say, sir, thank you for the job. Go on to your house. See, when the money comes, you can walk, you can leave.
Yes, sir.
Why you ain't left yet?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Now, I'm just going to say this and I'm going to get on back to my teaching. But women wasn't supposed to be out there getting out of their bed every morning. Got to go mess with somebody. Yeah, they're supposed to be at home.
Yes, sir.
My wife worked a long time, but you asked about a job now. She'll call the police for you. And we all gonna get like that.
Yes,
y'all women, where y'all at? Y'all pot dog it. Come on now, I'm preaching up here. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
You shall receive. That's $1,000. That's $500. Okay. Y'all don't like the way me and Dan talk about them checks, though. You bring in Scott, you call it out. They call it out to you. You don't like it. You gonna get it. I want y'all to know. All right, coming fast. And it's gonna take much wisdom, but I'm gonna sort it out. I gotta do it because he told me to do it. To flow the way I want it to flow. Because time is short. And it will not be many years that these things will be done. Time has come. But it will quickly be done in your ministry and in your life. Now, he was talking to me at that time. I'm going to tell you right now, it has happened.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, anybody ever rode a roller coaster?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Man, when that thing started, I couldn't stop it. I mean, God was just one level to another level. I mean, it just whoosh.
Yeah.
And I'm prophesying that over you tonight.
Yes.
I never released this way. I'm releasing tonight. Look what he's saying. Now, you have some things you got to know about it. His wife spoke in tongue. He interpreted. Now I've called you to a body of believers, but I also call you to my larger body. To my larger body. But there will not be conflict in cause. I will bring them together so that you will be able to accomplish, you will be able to consolidate things in such a way that you'll be able to do both in harmony and great blessing. Write the word down, great blessing.
Great blessing.
says the Lord. Now, I spoke that over you. Get down, sit down, and get ready to take some notes now. Come on, son. Now, we talk about, that's a $1,000 check. When you sit in the church, people bring $1,000 to the... on their own. Some of y'all still nervous. I see it on your face. Don't be nervous. Get in service. Money cometh hidden wisdom. We're talking about tonight. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can reveal money cometh to you. Money cometh is concealed from those who are playing game. If you're not real, you will never live in this prophetic realm of God. It's a realm provided by God. That the average, listen, Christian will never see. So you're not talking to me. They won't see it, they won't hear it, or understand, because they're being blocked by deep Christians and preachers. Make a note in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10, we just read, hidden from those who are trampling on it. They'll never see it. Turn to Matthew 16. Revealed to those who respect it prophetically. In Matthew 16, you got verse 13 to 20, but you have in that setting a revelation and keys. Keys is given. Money coming to give you financial keys. And you unlock the vault before you get there. Amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Somebody talk to me in here.
Yes, sir.
Give you keys. You see, it's revelatory. It's supernatural. It's God giving divine instruction. Because God need a remnant of his people with plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see your hand.
Yes, sir.
You available?
Yes, sir.
See, this is no game. This I have to teach this because it's part of my assignment.
Yes.
See?
Yes, sir.
Profound, I heard the Holy Ghost say, profound manifestation and demonstration are on the horizon now. Profound. Manifestation and demonstration are on the horizon now. And Jesus, good God Almighty, was the first one with the revelation of money coming. Turn to Matthew 17. I want you to see this.
Yes, sir.
Jesus had the revelation of money coming, and it took all those years for God to be able to get it in somebody else. Jesus knew he had authority over money.
Yes, sir.
God, during the night, I release on you authority over money. Money will never have authority over you and tell you what you can do and what you can't do no more. You're going to walk by faith in your finances.
Glory God. Yes, sir.
Jesus was the first one had the revelation of money coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you. You're going to be so clear. Matthew 17. Sit down. Matthew 17. Watch it. Watch it. You thought I was the first one to come out of money. Jesus had the revelation. He just was trying to find somebody else to give it to.
Yes, sir.
And they're talking about paying bills, too.
Yeah.
Paying taxes.
Yes,
I want you to know that. See, I wasn't the first one that had money coming. Jesus said, the first fish that cometh up, that's coming. Open his mouth, you're going to find a piece of money. What that is? Money coming. For this kind of money does not come by a salary. Somebody talk to me. I don't care how good you work and how long you've been working. This money only comes by sowing, giving, and tithing. Quite natural, people are not gonna, we read this and you find out, sit down. You find out people are not gonna understand you. When you're dealing with this supernatural revelation, people are not gonna understand you. Some of them gonna laugh and some of them gonna say, oh, they believe that. And all of a sudden you come riding down the street. All of my neighbors are nervous.
Yes, sir.
I'm just sitting on the front porch rocking. They all nervous. They say, what are you gonna do next? I would tell them, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Wow. But another thing all my neighbors know, who I represent,
yes. Yes.
And they know I love God,
yes.
And they know I live right,
yes.
And they don't never hear no wild music coming out of my house and noise at night. See, some of y'all looking at me like you got mad. I ain't gonna get mad at me. Don't look at me with your little sad self. Don't look at me with your little sad self. I ain't putting up with this. I won't look at you no more.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get something out here now.
Yes, sir.
Some hidden wisdom that the church don't know about.
Yes,
you've been paying tithes and never got nothing back for it, holler.
Yes,
because you're not bold enough to take it.
Yes,
God trying to get it to you, you got to have a certain anointing. You got to have certain doors open when God trying to get something to you. You've been tithing for 25 years and still in debt. That ain't right. That ain't God. That's you. And whoever preaching to you.
Come on, apostles. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't tithe and stay broke.
Right.
We just tithe. We tithe because we love God, right? We just tithe and tithe and tithe. When the windows going to come open?
Yes. Come on, apostle.
Tonight. 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 I declare all your back pay come for your tithe. All of tithing. I decree that your tithing come back. If you're in a begging church, leave. It's $5,000 check down. Yes, sir. I receive. Hey, man, I see you. Been a while. Oh, man. Sit down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell three people I feel rich right now. Woo! Hallelujah! Stab the gift that's in you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Say it,
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. Say this with me.
The money
just
keep
on
coming.
Another $1,000. I know that. Yes, $1,000. The money. What'd you say? The money just keep on coming. Don't y'all get nervous? This meeting is going to be a masterpiece. These 10 times we're going to be together, going to be masterpiece. So we're going to get so many testimonies, so many things going to happen. Because we're breaking the devil's kingdom down. We've had our money long enough. The thief come up to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. Come on, sir. You might have it more abundantly. You might have it more abundantly. You might have it more abundantly. Yes, sir. Okay, let me shake your hand. Hey, where you from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas? My pleasure. My pleasure,
Louisiana,
man.
Louisiana and Arkansas.
Louisiana, he come got you?
Yeah,
it's
he
my
did.
Wife.
Yeah. This is a $5,784 check. Arkansas all right with me. I got to show you this revelation. I don't get no farther. But I just feel like dancing, man. Man, something happening in here. You understand? Something going on in here. You see, they prayed about the atmosphere and the anointing. There's an atmosphere of wealth in here. How many of y'all had never personalized the word millionaire in your life? You had never personalized it. I see Pastor even holding his hand up. Be honest. How many? You never personalized millionaire in your life. You never said that I'm a millionaire. Almost all of y'all. Y'all just look at me like that. But that's okay. But after the night. You know why? Things that are impossible with men. All things are possible with God. And you know what that virgin said after that angel told her that? Be it unto me. So Luke 1, 37 and 38. The angel prophesied, and she said, how can these things be? And then when he told her how God was going to do it, nothing impossible with God, all things are possible with God, Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. What Abraham did when he was an old man, his wife was an old woman, had got past age, what Abraham did, he was strong in faith. Yes. Not weak in faith, strong in faith. Romans 4, giving glory to God, and was fully persuaded what God had promised. Anybody in here? He's also. Jeremiah said he watches, Jeremiah 1:12. He watches over his word to perform it. Somebody be performed up in here tonight. I won't preach a gospel that God won't back me up. Yeah. Somebody about to come out and go in. Yeah. Oh, we're going to pull tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to talk a little longer. We're going to pull tonight. Yes, sir. I believe somebody's ready to go. Money coming. See, it has to be hidden because trash traffic can't travel it. Somebody gonna get rich and then dishonor their wife. We're not talking about no hoes up in here. A whoremonger. We're talking to holy people. If you got something going wrong in your life, get it straight, sister or brother. Get it straight, because you ain't getting no money coming. You got to live right. Ever since I met Jesus, I've been living right. I'd been out all night tonight before I got saved in the street. Got saved that morning, never went back. You can live right.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how fine she is. Do like Joseph. Run. I might preach about Joseph for the week out. Run. Can you pass the test? The only way to prosper is you got to pass a test. You got to know how to handle the pit. And you got to know how to run when things get wrong.
Yes, sir.
I got to read this because you got to see this. Matthew, sit down. Matthew 17. Verse 24. I feel a Baptist hoop coming on. Man. I'm trying to be a nice little teacher, but I feel a hoop coming on. Glory to God. All right. You got something against hooping? Not when you're teaching information like I'm teaching. I'm not just hollering, I'm saying something. But every now and then I get stirred up on the inside. God's been so good to me. And I want to testify that no matter how low you are, God can bring you up. No matter how long you've been behind, God can put you in the front. This is your night tonight. So somebody ought to shout about it. Shout like you're out of debt. Shout like you're a millionaire. Shout like you're rich up in hell. Shout. Anybody here, the Lord been good to you. And you want to tell him thank you, sir. And you want to praise him right now. Go ahead on and praise him now. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not like I used to be. I may not be anywhere I'm going, but I'm not going back there no more. God have done a lot of things for y'all. You may not be a millionaire, but God have done mighty things for you. You're living better than you ever lived before. Somebody talk to me here. Yeah. You, God have brought you a long way. You know that. You're dressing different. You're riding different. You're eating different. Because God has brought you a long way. But he's about to bring you somewhere else. Somebody shout up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody God is not through with me yet. Woo, that's old Baptist thing there, boy. God is not through with me yet. Glory to God. How many of y'all getting blessed? I feel anointed, man. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wow. Just want to scream, man. Our God is a good God. How many know he's a good God? How many know every now and then we need to praise him? Don't just talk about him, but shout about him. How many of y'all God brought you a long way? How many Lord the mighty things for you? How many doors the Lord have opened for you? How many gates the Lord have opened for you? Your family turned your back on you. Your family turned your back on you. Good are looking at you like you're crazy because you believe that God is able to do something. And they begin to put you down, begin to have birthday parties and don't invite you. They don't even want to see you because they know when you come, you're going to be dressed different. They don't want to be around you because you've made success and they don't want to see your success. So they don't want to invite you no more. They act like you're not alive anymore. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. Let them go. Let family members and all go. If they don't want to serve God on your level, let them go. Don't cry about it. Go on about your father's business. He said, I come to separate you from mothers, from daughters. And thank not that I come send peace, I come to send a soul to separate mother from daughter. Every now and then, you're going to have to stand up by yourself and give God praise for all the good things he has done for you. You can't be still when God's been good to you. You got to shout and tell somebody about it. But the Lord has done good things for me. You got to dance sometimes. You got to dance somebody. Somebody need to dance up in here because God been good to me. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm going to speak for myself. God been mighty good to me. And I'm going to praise him while I'm alive. I'm going to shout in the morning. Shout at noontime. Shout at night. God been so good to me. I receive. Got a $400 check. I receive. Your salary is not going to do it. Two jobs. Three jobs. You know what I'm saying? Yes, then the woman tired and you get in the bed. Like, honey, I love you. Man, you don't know how many fools out there with today? We coming out. Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, we coming out. I know I say some things you don't like, but I say it. Because you need to hear it. Yes, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now let's read this and I'm going to try to close. I'll pick back up tomorrow night on this money coming, hidden wisdom. I got a lot more things to tell you. Jesus. Just know it's not by normal salary. Normal salary is nothing but a trick. Turn that salary into seed. Ooh, who heard that? Who heard that? Turn that salary into seed. And then you walk in the office one morning and say, sir, thank y'all so much. I did it. I walk in there with a suit on, man. But he work in the tank farm. Why you come here with a suit on? I said, Mr. Porter, thank y'all for the job. I know I'm supposed to give y'all a notice, but the Lord told me quit today. He got his necktie on. I got my necktie on. It wasn't nice as this one, but I had a tie on. And he said, well, what you going to do? I said, the Lord going to take care of me. And they felt so sorry for me. But the Lord moved him in my neighborhood before he died. And he had to pass by on his bicycle. And see, I don't have regular rockers. I have my rockers are bold, big old. Giant rockers, and you can put your arm and your leg on it at the same time. And you said, "She's masterful." He passed there and see me sitting on the porch of my estate. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He lived in a house. He was a nice man. He was a superintendent. He lived in a house, and the employee he was under him moved into a estate. I asked his daughter the other day, I talked to his daughter because his daughter moved in the house, and I was talking to his daughter, and I said, Mr. Porter was a nice man. I was on a job. I talked to him many times. I said, I wish he could have known all the production God had put in my life. Or she said, before he died, he knew. they had talked about it, you see. He knew it. Huh? That's what some of your employers going to see. Employers. Your employer is going to see.
Yes, sir.
When you walk in this anointing.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's time for the church to rise.
Yes, sir.
In finances.
Yes, sir.
You ready? What? Y'all ain't gonna see nothing over here. Don't never let one group take over. What y'all gonna say here? Don't never stay with the nice crowd when things going on. Start cutting up like everybody else. Now let's read verse 24. I got to read this to you before I close. Verse 24, Matthew 17. You in there? You there?
Yes, sir.
And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money, see that word money, came to Peter and said, does not your master pay? See the word pay? Tribute is a question. He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Now, verse 27 is money coming. Jesus had the revelation of money coming.
Yes, sir.
And right, what we see in this verse, exactly how money coming works. It's not sensical. It don't make sense.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Poor country boy like myself, raised on a farm, walked the gravel road to go to school, and now a multi-millionaire told my brother, I know, and they talk all they want, I know one black man is a multi-millionaire in this city. Your brother. I don't care what you think out on the line, who don't, you shouldn't have been listening. Yeah, you can't do nothing about it. God can fix it when my jet picked me up right down the street now. How many people that jet hold? 14. Now, I'm not talking like this. No. Then in the back of my jet, I have a suite.
Yes, sir.
I close everybody off.
Yes, sir.
I can lay down or recline.
Yes, sir.
Got the restroom right there.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I know about a jet? I barely know my alphabet. See, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And see, so the might, all the things that we try to do in our might is not what God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him. Look at his voice now. I want you to close with his voice. I want you to see the revelation. Notwithstanding that we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast and hook and take up the fish that first, underline in your Bible, coming up. And when thou open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. If that's not money coming, what that is? It's explanation of money coming because you don't find no fish with no money. Any of y'all been fishing before?
Yes,
sir. You caught anything?
Yes, sir.
When you cleared, did you have any money in the mouth? So that's the same way that God gonna do divine things for you.
Yes,
see, money coming is not ordinary.
Yes, sir.
It's supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It's in the spirit, so nothing is impossible. So no matter how, I got the clothes, man. No matter how long you've been in debt, your debt times are over. Because it's gonna happen supernaturally. Don't try to figure it out. I couldn't explain. We own 600 acres of land here.
Yes, sir.
Everything you're paid for. We own more land than anybody around here.
Yes, sir.
They want to do something, they got to come to us.
Yes, sir.
They got to come to God.
Yes, sir.
God took over down here, took the whole place over, took it over. And we, look, I wasn't shopping for the land. A man brought the land in. Then a business man called me about two, three months ago. He said, you tell your son, I got a check for you. He brought
$20,000.
Wow. See money coming to you.
Yes, sir.
Shut your mouth, all that old tight, tough stuff you're talking about, and then shut up.
Yes, sir.
How are we going to make it? Somebody needs a slap. How are you going to make it? You serve an almighty God?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Lord keep wanting me to say this. I went to preach somewhere, and they give me a bunch of checks. And one man gave me a check. I thought it was a check, so it was $10,000. And I saw another check flat from under there. And another check, it was three checks from the same man, $10,000 each one of the checks. I thought it was one check.
Wow.
It was three checks. All three of them were $10,000. Well, I mean, one from his business. I mean, I said, what?
Yes, sir.
So listen, I want to tell you this with my clothing. Everybody up in here not broke. They got some people up in here got some money. You understand that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody not broke. Thank God we got a remnant up in here. Come on, son.
Yes, sir.
Look at somebody and tell them, I'm not broke. Shut up. I thought it was going to be $50, $100, $1,000. A young man, stand up. I got to close. Stand up. So those of you not standing up, you should have been standing up by now. Now, this I'm going to share some more of the hidden wisdom. I might share some on the money comers anointing. But I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. I sit in these boys, and these boys preaching, and come and sit in prayer, and God talked to me. Matter of fact, God said something to me in prayer when I came out here. Let me see, can I find it? Give me a minute. This prosperity is not just about bling bling. No, it is about the King of Kings. There's a millionaire anointing must be released in the body of Christ, not just for preachers, but for those who follow closely and know how to carry themselves. This week, I'm going to take you further in the dimension of dominion of money coming, opposing churches that don't understand money coming. The warfare is over. We must let God's wisdom by faith take us over. Wow. Well, I told you we're gonna pull.
Yes, sir.
Now, each time we pull, something happened.
Yes, sir.
It's been since I had it 27 years. There's an anointing that is released. So you pull with vigor.
Yes, sir.
Pull with expectation.
Yes,
sir. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Money! To me now! They got other people try to pull, but they can't pull like me. I'm anointed to pull. Money gets shook up when I raise my arm. Money get nervous. Whatever city you from right now, all the money nervous. Because you going back in there with this anointing on your life. Money coming to me now. You got to say it with conviction now. You got to say it with conviction. And then the third time, he told me, when you pull the third time, you know you got to shout. Shout like you're out of debt. Shout like all your needs met. Shout like all your dreams come to pass. Look at somebody and say, all my dreams about to come to pass. Everything I wanted about to come to me now. I don't know how, but I don't have to know how. I'm finna pull prophetically. Financial freedom. Money! Coming to me now. Shout about it. Y'all gonna laugh, I'm going to my seat or something. You know what I'm hearing? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I just talk about the Christian light. I'm talking about wealth light. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All over the world, let it shine.
All in my neighborhood.
All in my neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. And don't be ashamed and afraid of your wealth when it comes. Let it flow. Don't hide nothing. If your ring, you got a big diamond ring on, don't be trying to put it on you. Give God glory with you.